This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The New York Attorney General has sued JPMorgan Chase. The issue is mortgage-backed securities peddled by its Bear Stearns unit leading up to the financial crisis. The case could be a bit of a game changer, and Marketplace's Eve Tro is here with more on it. Hello, Eve.
Hi there.
Bad mortgage securities. Now, there were lots of those going around in those days. What did J.P. Morgan allegedly do wrong here?
Well, what J.P. Morgan did wrong, you could say, is take over Bear Stearns, which didn't have much choice in doing that. The government brokered that deal when Bear Stearns failed, and that's why J.P. Morgan is the defendant here. The lawsuit says that Bear Stearns ignored warnings, they made mortgage-backed investments look a lot safer than they actually were, and they tracked down records to prove that that cost investors about $22 billion.
This is supposedly the first case from a new Obama administration effort to open up new prosecutions related to the financial crisis. What's the background on that?
Well, the federal effort really stemmed from a New York effort. New York has been chomping at the bit to zing the financial industry, basically the bad guy right in their backyard. And I talked to economist Peter Morici. He says this is really about the feds backing up the state effort.
It takes a long time to get the information you need because you have to go digging through the records of large companies with millions of emails and millions of files to find the smoking gun.
And some of these emails leaked, if you look for them online, are definitely smoking guns. Morici expects a lot more lawsuits like this, and he expects that all the banks will settle rather than fight it out in court.
And Eve, it's early yet, but some folks are saying this case in particular might be kind of a turning point in truly taking the banks to task for their role in the financial crisis. What's maybe different here?
Well, first, it's more money. J.P. Morgan's 20-some billion in damages, if they pay, will be a lot more than the other cases we've seen. And it's also the type of charges. This is civil fraud they're going after here. That's easier to prove in court than criminal charges. And it means if J.P. Morgan does have to pay for this, that would mean them paying instead of, say, a CEO doing jail time.
Eve Tro, thanks a lot.
Thank you.